Lord, we thank you. Lord, we adore you. Our King and our God, we worship you. We bless your name this evening. We give glory to you, Daddy. We adore you, Lord of Lords and King of Glory. You are awesome in our lives. You are awesome in this place. Father, we adore you. We bless your most holy name. We enter into your court with praise. We enter into your gate with thanksgiving and into your court with praise. We thank you, Father. We know this is the day that you have made. In it we will rejoice and we'll be glad. Lord, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We enter into your gate with thanksgiving in our hearts today. We say, be thou glorified, be thou honored, be thou magnified, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. You are awesome. You are glorious. You are awesome. You are glorious. Faithful is your name. Wonderful is your name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We appreciate you. We give you honor. Thank you, Jesus. Let your living water flow over our souls. Let your Holy Spirit come and take control of every situation that has troubled my mind. All our cares and burdens unto you we roll. Father, 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 sing to the Father. Father, 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 sing to the Spirit, 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 Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done in our lives. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done in our lives. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done. We are here today. We are here today. Father, we are here today. Holy Spirit, come and take control right now. We are here today. We are here today. Father, we are here today. Holy Spirit, come and take control right now. We are here today for you, Lord. We are here today. Father, we are here today. Holy Ghost, come and take control. We are here today, here today. We are here today. Father, we are here today. Holy Ghost, come and take control. Holy, 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 holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy is the Lord. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, 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 holy is the Lord, holy is the Lord, holy, 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 holy is the Lord, holy, 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 holy is the Lord, holy is the Lord, holy, 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 holy is the Lord, holy, 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 holy is the Lord, Maranaga Zadailia. Holy, 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 holy is the Lord, holy, 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 holy is the Lord. Yes, holy is your name, Lord. We thank you. We give honor to you. We give glory and adoration to you. Thank you, Father. Holy Spirit, we welcome you here today. Holy Ghost, we welcome you here today. We welcome your holy presence. Holy Ghost, we welcome you. 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 Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, Holy Spirit. Oh, thank you, Father. You are here with us. You are here for us. Oh, thank you, Lord. 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 Masada alina kusandayeri atanzandayelia. Mali kutuzubrumana sandayeligayaba. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. We worship your name. We are so glad that we have you as our God. Yes, our King and our Maker. Lord, we worship you. You are our helper. You are helping us again today in your holy presence. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We adore you, Lord, for what you are up to do in our life and what you are able to do in our lives. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus Christ's mighty name, we pray. Amen. We thank the Lord today for bringing us to his presence once more. This is Be Fruitful Family Foundation with the banner of Family Faith Clinic with Paul and Grace. You are welcome to the presence of the Lord. You are welcome to receive all your blessings that have been prepared to you in his presence today. We believe that the Lord will not deny any one of us, because as God has sent us, we have come. As God has bid us to do, we are doing. So we believe that the Lord himself, he will see us through today. His glory and the glory of his presence will answer for us in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. To God be the glory in Jesus' name. To God be the honor in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. By the grace of the Lord, we want to pray today. The Lord is ministering to us that we should just begin or continue our prayer on family restoration. Having seven-week messages or episode rather on the issue of mysteries of wrong choice of marriage partner. And the Lord took us through on many mysteries that we treated, and the Lord really spoke to us. All that we found is that the issue of marriage is more of spiritual battle than ordinary. And we believe that if marriage is such a center of attack of the devil, of the enemy, we need prayers. We need to pray. We need to pray. We know that when we pray, the Lord will answer us. When we pray, the Lord will respond unto us. And like I used to tell us, that this ministry is not ministering to a particular family, a particular location, or to a particular tribe, or whatever, or particular, in essence, we are ministering in general to the whole world. The family of the whole world is what the Lord has connected us with. The worldwide family. Because we believe that if the Lord so send us this message, hallelujah. He's sending us because he is God of the whole world. The God of the whole world is the one that have sent us. We are not for a location. We are not for a particular location, for a particular people, for a particular tribe, or for a particular race or gender or whatever. The Lord sent us to the whole world family. So the voice that you'll be hearing from us, that you have been hearing before from us, we believe very strongly, according to how God has made us to understand, that the voice that is reaching you from here, from us here, is a voice from heaven, and the Lord takes it and uses it worldwide. Not only where we are located in Nigeria here, the Lord has called us, and has given us a widened vision and perspective about ministry that we have received. And we believe that the Lord, who has given us this such ministry, as we be ministering again today, I pray that the Lord God Almighty will heal families in the name of Jesus. The Lord will bless families. The Lord God Almighty will touch the life of families in the name of Jesus. So today, by the grace of the Lord, we want to again go into his presence. We want to pray, but before we pray, we have some messages that we are going to deliver that will lead us into prayers. The Lord will bless us as we listen to this message. I will allow my sister now to come to the air. Join us. Hallelujah. To join us, and then...
Then be praised in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We bless the name of the Lord because he blessed us with... he gave us the topic, family restoration. And he's still in the business of restoration. But in this topic today, he wants to encourage us. I want to believe that we have not forgotten how God encouraged us with some Bible references. The Lord that we have come to is the same God yesterday, the same God today, and the same God forever. Blessed be his name.
Amen.
Our God, when Abimelech, the king of Gerar, took the wife of Abraham, he restored. And the Pharaoh's butler, in Genesis 14:13, we are just revising to link to today, because it's about the same thing. God is encouraging you not to lose hope, that he's still in the business of restoration. And he will surely come to you when it is time. So we are reminding you that the butler lost his job with Pharaoh and was put in prison. at God's own time, after the dream had been interpreted unto him, the butler was restored. Hallelujah. Your job will be restored.
Yeah.
Or God will give you another better job. Now, when we look at Naomi. Naomi's case was hopeless. Husband, two sons died, only to remain the daughter-in-laws. Orpah went back to Moab to her people. Only Ruth stood with her. She had no, Ruth didn't have any hope of having husband or child, but through Ruth, God eventually restored Naomi's life. When she was married to Boaz and gave birth to Obed, the great grandfather of David, and everybody knows that through the lineage of David, we have Jesus that is blessing the whole world. So Ruth is a great grandmother to Jesus. You see, Naomi was seriously blessed. Where there was no hope, God restored hope. He will do your own too.
Amen.
And we also considered when many cities were taken from Israel due to sin, idol worshiping, God was trying to bring them back to him. They were not yielding, and the enemies conquered them. They took them into slavery. They were under servitude. Many of their cities were taken away. Their houses were destroyed. But do you know that God, at the time of Samuel, restored many cities back to Philistines? In fact, in 1 Samuel 7:14, when the Philistines saw, when they came to pray, to make Israel pray again as they used to do, not knowing that God has used Samuel to restore Israel back unto him. They have confessed their sin at Mishpah. They have humbled themselves. They have done away with idol. Not knowing, the Philistines didn't know that. And they came again to take them as spoil. But God surprised them.
Hallelujah.
God thundered on them. And since that time, they were so seriously damaged and killed. Since that time, they went away and left Israel alone. And many cities, during the time of Samuel was restored, whatever property that had been taken from you, God will surely restore.
Amen.
We quickly talk about Mephibosheth. He was lame, Jonathan's son. But one day, David just rose up and said, "Is there anybody in Saul's house that I'll bless?" And Mephibosheth, the lame person, was found. Lame people, maimed people, handicapped people were abomination unto king then. He dared not come near his house, talk less of, the king would never see such, talk less of eating on the table. Because 2 Samuel chapter 9 there, because favor spoke for Mephibosheth. Saul was a kind of enemy to David, but because of favor of the Lord, David's house was turned to favor Saul's people, and he found Mephibosheth and returned all Saul's land unto him, invited him to eat at his table. That is what God can do. From your grass, God will take you to grace.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
He will fulfill every promise he had ever given unto you.
Amen.
If he had done it for Mephibosheth, where he was never, not even dreaming about, not imagining it, he will do greater things for you, that you are in the better dispensation now that Jesus has died, resurrected, and we have been baptized with Holy Ghost and fire. The Lord will surprise you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
What we're saying is that be encouraged. Do not be discouraged. And in 1 Samuel 30, David was chased about by Saul. He was moving around with about 600 men that are destitute. He was their leader. But someday they lost everything in Ziklag. Everything, wives, children, the animals that they took as spoil from the wars they have fought, nothing remained. Even those that were following wanted to stone him, but he encouraged himself in the Lord. The Lord is saying you should encourage yourself. He has not forgotten you.
Yeah.
The Lord has not forgotten you. He's coming. He has time for everything. Do you know that when David encouraged himself, when all had lost and people had turned against him, he that had been anointed king in 1 Samuel 16, now living with animals in the bush, with destitutes all around, the destitutes are now turning around him, he could not even sit on that throne and things like that. Do you know God inquired of the Lord? God asked him to pursue, to pursue, and to go for that war, and that he will conquer. He conquered, and all was restored. That is 1 Samuel 30. Be encouraged, my brother. Be encouraged, my sister. Our God will never forget you. According to Isaiah 49, from verse 15 downwards, he said, you are engraved in his palm. The Lord God Almighty has engraved you on his palm. He will never forget you. Every one of us in science today knows that the feet and the palm is connected to every part of our body. And if everybody in the whole universe or in the whole world is engraved in God's palm, especially those that have given their life to Jesus, even sinners, is interested in you. If only you will humble yourself, humble your heart, and confess Jesus as Lord and Savior, accept him in face value. God is as engraved in you are his creature. He has engraved in his palm. He will do wonders in your life. In Genesis 49, 15 downwards, he said, even women that are given socks to children can never forget their children. As a woman, I know that when the child is crying far away, the milk will be the woman will be lactating. Milk will be coming out of her breast to know that my child is crying somewhere. No wonder God used that analogy, that women that are giving suck to their children can never forget their children because of that sign. As a woman, I know it. And he now said, even if that woman forgets, I will never forget you. Our God can never lie. Our God is ever true. Jesus is the truth, the way, and the life. Let all the world be liars. Let the devil be the liar and the head of liars. According to John 18:44, there, he is the king and chief of all liars, but God will ever be true. God and the devil are opposites. God is ever true to his promises. He will never lie to you. We are encouraging you. All you need to do is keep on praying until your joy is full. Keep on expecting, keep on trusting, keep on believing, you will be surprised. Amen. Our God will never forget you. Amen. If he could raise Mephibosheth, a lame person from the grass, to grace, to eat with kings, he will do your own. He will do your own. Whatever promises are ever given unto you, just go and revise and revise and recite and recite and confess and confess and claim again and again. He is coming. Only he has time for everything. So I'm only connecting you. Everything we said last week, by this time, by 3 o'clock last week, just download and listen again. God has promised he will restore. Joel 2, 25. Everything that the caterpillar had eaten, everything that the palmer worm, the grasshoppers, and everything that they are eating, our God is able. Our God is able. Our God is able. The last sermon we had at Shiloh said, all you need to do is ask for faith. Lord, increase my faith. Lord, increase my faith. Lord, deepen my trust in you. Let me give you my total trust. Once you have enough measure of trust and faith to flow to touch God's ableness, you have your miracle already. But all the same, as strong as your faith is, there is time for everything.
Amen.
That is our God.
Yeah.
Our God controls eternity. That is the topic for today. We are connecting it to restoration. Our God controls eternity, and he controls the time. And that is why it is said in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1, to everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under the heaven, a time to be born, and a time to die, a time to plant, a time to pluck up that which is planted, a time to kill, and a time to heal. You see? You may be passing through as if you are about to be killed. You are about to be destroyed. A time will come, God will heal you. He has promised you will never fail. A time to break down, a time to build up. A time to weep. You may be going through some things now that bring tears out of your eyes. God that said to the widow of Nain that weep no more. Will dry up your tears soon when it is his time. Because he has an appointed time for every individual. Your time is different from mine. My own is different from yours. Even when you are twins. If you are identical twins from the same womb, born the same hour, born in, from the same, suck the same breast, your timing with God is different from each other. So that is the message God is bringing to you.
Yeah.
I'm in control of the time to visit you. To arrest the situation. I'm in control of time. Whatever promises I've ever given unto you, that's what God is saying. I will never forget you. At the appointed time, I will come to you. That's what God is saying. A time will come when those tears will dry up. And you'll be in bliss, in joy, and you'll forget your sorrow. That is our God. You may be weeping now. It may endure for a night, but joy is coming in the morning. Psalm 35. A time to laugh and a time to mourn. A time to dance. A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. 6. A time to get, a time to lose, a time to keep, a time to cast away, a time to rend. You know, it goes on and goes on and goes on like that. A time to, you know, like that. A time to love, a time to hate, a time for war, of war, a time of peace. But he says something in verse 11. He had made everything beautiful in his time. You see, God is a God that gives blessings and will not add sorrow. Many of us, because of our background in idolatry, in darkness, in sins, in whatever, we have become a very thick bush that God will do a lot of things to clear. Because he wants, by the time he comes, he wants to give you that blessing so that you enter his rest and enjoy his peace for in every area of your life. So that no sorrow is added. That is why it seems delayed. But he had never promised anyone in the Bible that will not do. And at verse 11 says, he had made everything beautiful in his time. He is working it out. He's turning your ashes to beauty. He's turning your mourning to dancing. He's turning your cries and weepings to shout of joy.
Yeah.
But he wants to do it, make it beautiful at the exact time so that no sorrow is added. So you ought to be praising him. He has said he will not forget you. He's working on your case. He can never forget you. As the hand is connected to every part, so also everybody engraved in his hand, including you, is connected to God. And whatever is happening to you is happening to him. Thank God for Hebrews 5, verse 15, that we have not had an high priest that is not touched with our infirmity. Jesus came in this body. So that he will feel it like with the way we are feeling it. Your husband may not be able to feel it like the way you are feeling it. Your wife may not be able to feel it like the way you are feeling it. But Jesus Christ, the Son of Man, at the same time the Son of God, that came in the flesh as our high priest at the right hand of God now, has passed through everything you are passing through, the exact way you are feeling it inside. That's the way he's feeling it. And as he's touching him, he has compassion for you.
Yeah.
He has empathy for you.
Yeah.
In fact, he's putting his feet in your foot. And he's exactly feeling it like the husband or the wife will not feel it. Like the father or the mother will not feel it. He's exactly feeling it. That is the high priest we have. How can you be his palm and he's feeling it the way, engraving on his palm, and feeling it the way you're feeling, not comfortable, and will he be able to forget you? No. But he has time for everything. Verse 11, he will make everything about you beautiful in his own time. All you need to do is receive grace to wait. Receive grace to be patient. He will never forget you. When he does it, you forget your sorrow. When he does it, your tears will be dried forever. When he does it, it will be more beautiful. Your ashes will be turned to beauty. Because his beauty has been turned to ashes because of him. He has paid the price at the cross of Calvary. So he did it for you. He became poor so that you'll be rich. 1 Corinthians 8:9. In Isaiah 53:1-3, he became all those things you can read in Isaiah 53, so that you will be free from such a thing. All you need to do is wait for God's time. Do like Job. In Job 14:14, Job, look at what Job passed. Is your own greater? No mortal prays to pass through the kind of temptations and trials that Job went through. 10 children died in a day. He was the richest in the east then. Everything destroyed in a day. And he was covered with sore from head to toe. In agony, in pain for days and months. Your own is not as greater as that. But even Job did not sin against God. Did not lose his patience. He kept on waiting, hoping, and saying things. Even when the wife asked him to curse God, he said, you have behaved like one of the most foolish people. How can we receive good things from God and not receive bad things? He never sinned against God. And even the friends that he ought to have thought would believe him, because they were so close, they were against him, saying all things that ought not to be said, to the extent that he declared them miserable comforters. And eventually, Job continued in hope. God is raising your hope. He will never forget you. If he can turn again the captivity of Job in Job 42:10, he will turn your own around. If he can remember, you know, Job was saying things of hope, those things of faith. That is the language you should be speaking now. Presently in the world now, the economy is melting down and everything is hard for people. But don't look at the ephemera. Don't look at what you are passing through. 2 Corinthians 4:18 says, whatever you are seeing now, the situation, whatever you are passing through, they are ephemera. They are passing away. They are not permanent. Whatever the word of God that is established in heaven and established on earth that will never pass even when the whole world passes away, whatever he has said unto you, hold on to it. That is the written. The symptoms you are feeling concerning that sickness, the situation of that poverty, that financial situation is not real. What does the Lord say? All the promises about riches. He said he will open the treasure of heaven upon you blessings, that there will be no room to contain. That is the written. Because if the whole world pass away and the heaven fly away, the world stands. And God exalts his word above his name. He watches over those words to perform it. God will never lie. Hold on to the promises I've given unto you. The symptoms you ignore. The symptoms you neglect. Whatever you're passing through, the financial bondages, the debts, whatever embarrassment because you are not able to pay your rent, whatever you're passing through, you don't have food in the house, you don't have clothes to wear, nowhere to lay your hand. Jesus has done it for you before. He has not like that before. And if Jesus is in glory now, all these things will pass away. All these things will expire. God is encouraging you that whatever promise he had ever given unto you, he will fulfill. Only he has time for everything. And our God is the wisest.
Yeah.
He's wiser than the wisest. If he set a time to deliver you, it's because he didn't want to add sorrow to it. It's because he wants you to enjoy it to the full. It's because he doesn't want whatever you enjoy in this world to take heaven from you. He's working on your heart. He's working on your soul. He's working on your spirit. Working with the devil in the darkness. Working with the generational causes and the whatever have been coming from the ancestors, grandmothers and fathers. He's working about situation around you. He's working about the future so that by the time he delivers his promise, everything will be without sorrow. So he's working for you. All you need to do is by faith, rise and say, God, thank you for everything you are doing in silence that I may not know. I know whatever you have said will surely come to pass. Even when heaven on earth passes away, they will never pass away. Lord, I thank you. I will wait for your time. I receive grace. Receive grace.
Amen.
Please, when you're waiting, we have mentioned it in the past sermon, let your heart rest. If your heart is not resting, go to Jesus. Come unto me. That is Matthew 11:28. Come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden, and all ye that are burdened up, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Just go on your knee and say, Jesus, I said I'm waiting, but my heart is not waiting. Please, I want to enter into rest. Please help my heart. Please, by the time you pray seriously, I've come unto you, I receive my rest. I receive my peace of mind. Jesus, by the time you pray seriously, I've done it before. I'm now in my rest because my heart doesn't rest. But now I'm in rest. God, Jesus will do your own for you.
Yes.
He's no respecter of anybody. Just ask him that I want my heart to rest. He will give you rest that he has invited you to do. Yoke up with him. Walk as the Holy Spirit directs you. Before you know it, that appointed time will come. Job said in Job 40:14, my appointed time I will wait for.
Yeah.
And he waited in agony. Yeah. He waited in travail. He waited in sores, in sickness, in infirmity, in castigation, embarrassment, wrong accusations from friends. He, even when the wife was against him, he waited. When all the seven sons and three daughters had died, he waited. When he has lost all the riches and he was an embarrassment all over, he was carrying reproach, everything about him, nothing appeased to anybody to want to walk with him, talk with him, visit him. He was still waiting. God saw that faith. God saw that trust. That trust in Job that God wanted to do flowed and taught the ability to do of God. And in Job 42:10, God turned around the captivity of Job. That is what God will do for you.
Yeah, amen.
If only you wait for your appointed time. You can't change God's timing.
Mm.
Receive, ask him to give you grace to wait. Please, don't have any alternative. There's nothing the devil, if you go to the devil to so that you'll be quickly out of that infirmity, out of that problem, out of that travail. He will do it for you, but he will take 10 better things. It may involve lives. So wait. God will do it perfectly. God has appointed time. If you look at some people in the Bible, there's nobody that God promised that he did not actualize the promises. Your own will not be different because he has appointed time. If you remember in Genesis 17, God promised that Sarah will have a son when all hope had gone. Imagine Abraham about 100, Sarah about 99. Look at how ragged and seriously stricken with old age that they are. That nobody can even believe. Science cannot take it. Human being, imagination of man cannot take it. God kept on saying it. At this time, particularly in some, he will have been saying it. In Genesis 17:21, he promised Isaac. In 18:10, he promised Isaac. In also 14, he reminded Abraham again. Then in 21:2, the Bible says, as he had promised, he now visited Sarah. And their time is not up yet because their cup of sin is not yet loaded. It's not yet filled. That is our God. He's a God of time. All you need to do is ask for grace to wait, patient to wait, living faith to wait, trust in God, and he will surprise you.
Yeah.
Eventually, he will eventually come.
Mm.
Everyone that he had ever promised, he will come. And he will surely come. So what I'm saying in essence is this. Even if the time God has promised you is over 25 years, more than that of Abraham, it can never be more than 430 years. When he promised Abraham in Genesis 15 that he would deliver.
You know, but you can continue.
Okay.
Yes.
If you look at what happened in John chapter 2, there, the mother of Jesus, you know, they went for a wedding and their wine was finished. Then the mother came to Jesus and was telling him, because she knew the kind of son she has, that she, he can provide the one from nowhere. And that is what Jesus will do. He's the one that brings something out of nothing. He will surprise you. He doesn't need anything than just his finger to be pointed. He doesn't need anything but just to speak a word. And he will settle you in all ramifications, in all spheres, in whatever area you are expressing difficulty. The mother of Jesus in John 2 at the marriage of Cana knew the son, that he is the one that brings something out of nothing. He is God in the flesh. So she went to Jesus to tell him that their wine has finished. Do you know what Jesus said? If you look at John 2 verse 4, Jesus said unto her, "Woman, what have I to do with thee? My hour is not yet come." Your appointed time that God will visit you and bless you and solve that problem is different from any other. My own is different from yours. You have an appointed time that God will answer your prayer and fulfill the promises. Be encouraged. Don't lose hope. God will never forget you. As he has said in Isaiah 49, just receive faith. Receive grace to wait, and he will surprise you. And when it was when his hour came in verse 7, he asked the people there, fill the water purse, and he performed the miracle. The wine was better than the one they are having before. By the time Jesus visits you, it will be better than those that are faster than you to receive the miracles, because he always gives the best, and so shall it be.
Amen.
One thing about Jesus is known. In John 5, John 5 verse 17, one thing about Jesus is that he works as the Father works. He doesn't run after the Father or behind the Father. And that is one lesson. But that you'll be able to wait for your appointed time, like Job. Job waited and waited. His own calamities were so terrible, more terrible than yours. But because he was able to wait and kept on trusting, and by the time his trust flowed and thought the ability to do, in John 42, God turned around his captivity. All those that have forgotten him remembered him. That is what God will do for you. So all you need to do is be encouraged. Pick up your hope again. He will never forget you. He has promised he will never fail. Only I will never forget you. I will never forsake you.
Yes.
And let everything in heaven and earth pass away. The promise they are given unto you will not go unfulfilled. And I've told you, whatever you're feeling now, the symptoms or the situation around you, financial constraint, debts, whatever, they are ephemeral. They are passing away. They are not rooted. That word, that promise in the word given unto you is the reason that is established in heaven, Believe it, for he hath raised his word above his name. God will never lie. God bless you, my sister. God bless you, my brother. Jesus works as the Father works, moving at the pace of the Father, following the timing of the Father. You have your own appointed time, different from others. That's why you don't compare yourself with anybody. Don't compare yourself with anybody. Your time will come and you will laugh. Your time will come. He will do your own. He will never forget you. And if you look at John 7, I just want to tell you, God has timing. And you come first. He's the creator. You obey his law. You obey his order. You obey his principle. Look at John 7, verse 3 there. See what happened. Just to tell you that God is a God of timing. He's the one controlling the eternity. He's the one controlling eternity. At the same time, he's in charge of time. And he has time for everybody. Your own is not like the other person. So don't compare yourself. Just wait. Receive grace to wait. Enter into your rest. As Jesus, I invite you to rest. Have your peace of mind. Rest. Keep on believing. Keep on believing. Someday, your tears will be wiped off. Look at John 7:3. His brethren therefore said unto him, "Depart then hence and go into Judea, that thy disciples also may see the works that thou doest. For there is no man that doeth anything in secret. He himself seeketh to be known openly. If thou do these things, shield thyself to the world." Look at what Jesus said in verse 6. Then Jesus said unto them, "My time is not yet come, but your time is always ready." We are always in a hurry. We want the promise fulfilled now. Something must just settle in your mind that whatever you're passing through will expire.
Yeah.
You have read the Bible. It came to pass. It came to pass. It came to pass. Your own too will come to pass. There's an expiry date on that your trouble, on that your calamity, your lack, your want, whatever it is. Is it disease? Is it sickness? There is an expiry date attached to it. And surely it will come to pass because Jesus has paid the price on the cross of Calvary. Surely God has promised you heal you, you'll be healed. He has promised you open the treasure of heaven, pour you blessings, rain blessings upon you that you'll be removed from the list of beggars and you will lend unto nations. He will fulfill it. He will open the window of heaven and pour you blessings, conquered, and his head broken by the cross cannot stop him. Demons, the principalities, the powers, spiritual wickedness, and places, rulers of darkness of this world, the world thought demons troubling the world with the devil cannot stop God. Listen, in Job said, as you know, when the waves of the sea roar and roll, it will look as if it wants to touch the heaven. It will look as if it will pass the shore.
Yeah.
But because God is the commander,
yeah,
where God asks the waves to reach and stop, that is where they will roll to and scatter. When it is time, when it's appointed time, God will just say, it is enough. I want to bless my child.
Mm.
And by the time he blesses you, he will add no sorrow. Wait for the time when God will pour the blessing on you and there will be no sorrow added. God bless you.
Amen.
By now you know that God has time for everything.
Yeah.
God has time. But please, heed this warning. Don't go for alternative. If the devil take one from you, he will take better. He will take 10 times, something 10 times better than, or more than one. It may even involve life. So wait until God comes. He will bless you without adding sorrow. And heed this warning again. Do not postpone your time that God has allotted for your blessing by murmuring, by complaining, there's a kind of remark that you can give God that doesn't glorify him.
Mm-hmm.
Israel did it in Numbers 13, 14 there, and they postponed their journey from 40 days. God said they will get to Canaan land 40 days. But it turned to 40 years because of murmuring, because of complaining, because they were not remembering what God had done to praise him and trust him to do the present, to remove the present challenge. Do not copy that. So if it is delayed through that attitude, ask for forgiveness. Our God is merciful. He will forgive you. This is from murmuring. This is from complaining. This is from giving remarks that does not corroborate that promise they have given unto you. By the time you start saying, oh, the economy is melting down, things are difficult for you, things are hard here, you cannot pay your school fees, you don't have food to eat, you are saying things negative, and that are not corroborating the promise of God. What you ought to be saying, so that you don't postpone, you don't elongate the timing of God for you, like the Israelites did, 40 days turned to 40 years. That will not be your portion.
Yeah.
If you have been doing that, ask for forgiveness and God will forgive you. Now, what your attitude is, thank you because you're walking in silence for me. Thank you because I don't know what you're doing, but because I know everything you're doing is in my favor. And you are acting in love for me because you love me. You have promised you'll never forget me or forsake me. You can never lie. That is yours. And when people are saying things are difficult, tell them it is easy for you. When they say the economy of Nigeria and the whole world are melted down, quote Job 22 for them and say, the whole world's economy is going down, but the economy I'm connected to will never dry. I'm going up. Say positive things. It will be easy for me to pay my rent. And my spouse will come at the right time. The best God will give to me as husband or wife. This disease is no more because Jesus has carried on his body according to Isaiah 53, 23 years ago. This infirmity is not there. What I'm seeing and the symptoms I'm feeling, everything that is happening to me now, according to 2 Corinthians 4:18, they are passing away. They are not, they don't have roots. They are ephemeral. They are not existing. The word of God, the promise of God is the real thing that is established in heaven unto heaven. That alone I will believe. That is your attitude. God bless you as Paul leads us into prayer. God will restore as He has promised.
Amen.
God, every promise He has said in Joel 2 that we read unto you, every one He has said in Jeremiah 30, 31.
Yeah.
Every promise in Isaiah 40, Isaiah 41, Isaiah 43, 18. All things that pass away, all things will become new. They will spring up and there will be rivers in the desert. Every promise of provision, every promise of healing, every promise in the Bible is for you, the spiritual Israel. Hang on to it. Promises of provision. There's nothing you're looking for. There's nothing you're passing through. There is a word of promise for it. Find it out, because the Bible is your treasure. Dig it out. Hang on to it. Keep up. Believe it. Ruminate on it. Digest it. Assimilate it. Absorb it. Let it be a part of you. Quote it offhand. Put it in your head. Day and night, meditate on it. Keep on saying it. Keep on saying it. As you're saying it, your life will be transformed from glory to glory, from victory to victory, until physically you possess your possession.
Amen.
God bless you. Rapport, you can lead us into prayer.
God bless you, my dear.
And bless you too, sir.
Thank you so much. Thank God for your life. The first prayer is you that we want to pray about. As we all know that we have gone into seminar on the mystery of wrong choice of marriage partner, and we have found out that the enemy enters family to steal, even to kill, and to destroy. Mm. But because the Lord Himself is the proprietor of family, is the one who found the family. And whatever the devil does or is doing against family today and ever, the Lord have the authority and power to check it and to stop it.
Yeah.
And whenever the Lord wants to do the stopping, the Lord sends us into prayer or calls us into prayer. Because without prayer, God cannot do anything. Even if your matter of marriage, the matter of your marriage, the issue of your marriage is so impressed, how do I call it now? I don't know the language I will use for that. If it's so bad, let me use simple language. If it's so bad, and even worse, the Lord is interested in restoration. Whatever is it whatever ground the enemy has covered, and whatever distance he has gone in your marriage, this prayer will arrest it. The prayer of today will arrest it. The reason why I know this is this, you see. In the book of 1 Samuel chapter 5, we read of how the children of Israel, the ark of the covenant of God was taken and stolen from them. Of course, we will say probably because they sinned and the Lord allowed that. But yet, do you know what happened? If they sinned, the Lord still returned the ark. What you want to have interest in is that the law restore the ark. It's going to restore somebody here in the name of Jesus. Everything that is concerning your life, the Lord is here to restore. You see, but I want us to pray these prayers. So I will read this scripture. You know it in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 5. And the Philistine took the ark of God and brought it from Ebenezer unto Ashdod. Verse 2. Yeah. And when the Philistine took the ark of God, they brought it to the house of Dagon and set it by Dagon, which means that whatever the enemy steals from you, who is holy, from you, who have a covenant with the Lord, from you, who have established a relationship with the Lord, from you, who is a child of God, whatsoever the enemy have stolen from you, they cannot carry it to the place that it will be welcomed. The ark of the Lord can never be welcomed at Dagon's house. Whatever is stolen from you has misroad, and it must come back to where it belongs. Whatever is stolen from you, I take it again, has misroad. Wherever they are taking it, they have misroad. It must be yours. Children of Israel, from whose the ark was stolen, God have established a covenant with them. and they have covenant relationship with the Lord. That's the reason why all of us that are hearing me today, I know you are a covenant carrier. There is something special about your life that must be restored, that the enemy have stolen. We have ample testimonies in the scripture of how the Lord did the impossible, what is seemingly impossible to man. To the children of Israel at that time, it was so impossible. Because the Philistines were so stronger than them at that time, whatever it is. Because what is the purpose, what is that ark to the children of Israel? You can also find, you can find that the what ark is, the ark is to them. In verse 22 of 1 Samuel, that chapter 4, the Bible said, and she said, the glory is departed from Israel, for the ark of God is taken, which means that ark is, it stands for the glory. Huh? The glory is parted, their own glory. The glory is departed from Israel. Whatever is taken from you through marriage, whatever is taken from you through the persecution of the devil in your life, the Lord is interested in returning them. Hallelujah. He said, the glory is departed. Even if your glory is stolen, if my glory is stolen, the time to return it is here. We want to pray. We want to pray. I want us to begin to say, Lord, in the name of Jesus, whatever is stolen from me and anywhere it is taken, Father, I want you to pray, say, Father, render their activities. Render it illegal. 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 It was legal when they did it, probably because of your ignorance and such and such and such, or because of your sin and such and such. But we thank God we have Jesus Christ, who came from heaven and descended to hell and took the key of hell and death from the enemy and dispossessed them of their powers and took the same key to heaven, sitting down at the beside God Almighty on the throne, meaning that everything that pays for your, or that speaks for your victory, has been settled. Whatever level of defeat, whatever level of, look, it is the ark that was stolen here, the ark of God. This is the essence of the Israelite. This ark is everything about the Israelite, and it's everything about their generation. It has been taken away, but the enemy was wrong. They took it to Dagon's house. My word. Whatever is stolen from you, we render it illegal, as the Lord render it illegal here in the house of Dagon, that is actually remain there at the house of Dagon. Hallelujah. I want us to begin to say, pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, render illegal everything that is stolen from me. The power that steals it, declare them wanted in the name of Jesus. I want you to begin to pray. Say, Lord, in the name of, because of the covenant I have with you, because of your love for me, because of cross of Calvary, oh Lord, help me. Oh Lord, help me. Oh Lord, deliver me. Whatever that has been stolen from me and the power that steals it, Lord, render the power and the activities and that action, render it illegal, because they have stolen what belongs unto God. They have stolen what belongs unto God in your life. Your glory, your blessings, everything about you that is speaking positively about your destiny may have been stolen, whether through marriage or whether through sin of omission or commission or whatever it is that you have done. The grace of the Lord is here, because the timing of the Lord to restore your family, to restore your ministry, to restore your business, to restore your health, to restore your home, to restore your children, to restore your husband, to restore your wife, to restore even our nation is here in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I want to pray, you see, because the enemy have done wrong. I wonder if they steal anything from the children of God, where would they carry it? Do they have anywhere to store, to any holy place to keep the ark of the Lord of your life? Do they have it? Which means that Even the house where they want to keep that glow, things that is stolen from you, as it was declared from heaven here as illegal, to take the ark of God to their Dagon, that is their idol, that is illegal. You know, it's very illegal. And then, why was it illegal? It's illegal because they have covenant relationship with the Lord. They had covenant relationship with the Lord. And then you too, you know the Lord. We believe we are praying with saints here. We believe that we are praying with people of God here. We believe that we are not praying with somebody who have never known God at all, even if you are. Because you are hearing this message, because you are hearing this word of the Lord will have mercy on you and count you worthy and among us. Because the Lord is declaring us from today, everything that has been done against you and against your glory, the Lord is declaring them illegal. I want you to say illegal. If it is legal for them to steal it at the time when they steal it from you, but the Lord is now rendering it illegal. Illegal. The Lord is rendering it illegal. So I want you to shout and pray again in the name of Jesus. Say, every power that has stolen from me, oh Father, Lord Almighty, because of your Son Jesus Christ and because of his blood and because of his name, render their activities and their action illegal right now. Render it illegal. If it is still legal for them to take it, they can still hold on it. They can still hold on it unchecked. But I want to ask for the grace of the Lord. Say, Lord, grant me your grace right now. Your grace that will render the power that steal anything from me, that will render the activity of stealing illegal in my life. Let your grace speak for me right now. Let your grace speak for me right now. The grace, oh Lord, that will render the activities that steal stuff from me, that will render the activity illegal. Let that grace speak for me right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name, I want you to spend some few seconds praying that prayer more. Say, Lord, render them illegal. What they did against me, because my covenant is still established with you. I still have relationship with you. Whatever legal ground that they are holding against me for stealing from me, let your blood speak for me. Are you praying that prayer? Let your blood speak for me. Jesus, let your blood speak for me. Jesus, let your blood speak for me. Whatever legal ground that the enemy is holding against me for stealing from me and still holding what they stole from me, Father, by the death of your Son, Jesus Christ, by his resurrection, oh Lord, and by his ascension to heaven, render them illegal in the name of Jesus. Render what they have done illegal. Until you render them illegal, they will still hold on it. Lord God Almighty, render what they have done against me to steal from me. Render it illegal, everything that I've stole in past years, through any error, through anything that I've done. Lord, let your blood speak for me, and let your grace speak for me. That is your prayer for this moment. Just continue to pray that prayer. Lord, let your grace speak for me. Anything that have been stolen from me, and the power that stole them, render their power illegal, render their activities illegal in my life in the name of Jesus. Lord, help me. Lord, help me. In the name of Jesus. Lord, help me in the name of Jesus. The glory has departed when they stole the ark from the children of Israel. That is their glory. Whatever is stolen from you, where will it be kept? If you are a child of the Lord and you are still walking in the way of the Lord and you are still following the Lord, yes, closely, yes, the Lord, it is your life that will render them illegal, what they have done against you. Your consistency with the Lord, your consistency with the Lord. I want you to pray the Lord, Lord, I'm returning unto you. If I've not returned to you fully, such that you will be able to freely fight for me, to freely defend me. Lord, I'm returning unto you right now. Lord, I want you to return to the Lord right now so that the Lord will have the space for fighting for you. Say, Lord, I'm returning to you from today. Everywhere I've backslided to, Lord Jesus, heal my backsliding, Lord. Father, heal my backsliding, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Heal me of my backsliding in the name of Jesus. Lord, help me to return to you fully. As I'm returning now, let it be permanent. I receive grace to abide in the name of Jesus. Because when I abide, you will freely fight for me and restore me. Lord, I'm returning unto you today. Lord, to find your grace, to receive your mercy, to restore me fully. To restore to me all things that the enemy have stolen in my life fully. Lord, help me in the name of Jesus. Lord, help me in the name of Jesus. Let your grace speak for me. Let your grace speak for me. Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus Christ's mighty name we pray. Amen. Now, I want us to know also, during this time, when they took the Ark of the Covenant of God and took it to Dagon's house, Dagon's the demons and forces in that place, they knew that they have received and they have taken what is greater than them, even the demons and forces there. They knew it. And they have to surrender what they have stolen, because what they have stolen is greater, is mightier than their size. Yes, they stole the Ark of God of Israel, and they kept it at a place that is illegal also. Their activity to steal was illegal, and what they have done is illegal, and the place where they are keeping where they kept the ark was illegal. They stole the ark of God of Israel at Dagon's house, at their idol's house. That is very illegal. I want you to declare, say, Jesus, declare illegal every activity of the devil that have been stealing, that have stolen anything from me. Lord, by your grace and mercy, declare them illegal. All they have done against me to steal from me, let them be declared by your blood, by the reason of your blood, by the reason of Jesus Christ. Let their power be declared illegal. Let their activities be declared illegal in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Are you praying that prayer? Just join us. Just join us to pray that prayer. Let's pray together. We are combining grace and anointing together against the robbers of destiny, robbers of glory in our life. We are praying together. Lord, declare them illegal from heaven. Declare what they have done against me illegal from heaven. Because I'm still relevant with you. I'm still your covenant child, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Lord, help me. Lord, help me. Let me be helped. Let me be helped. In the name of Jesus. The glory departed from Israel. The glory departed from Israel because of the ark of God that is taken. I want you to pray, Lord, every glory, everything godly in my life that God has done, that it's along with the covenant that I have with the Lord that the enemy have taken. Lord, let them be returned by the blood of the Lamb in the name of Jesus. Maliko tazadrada bayelegayaba. In Jesus' name we pray. In that scripture, verse 3 of that scripture, that is 1 Samuel chapter 5, that we are reading, and the Bible said, and when day of Ashdod arose on the morrow, behold, Dagon was falling upon his face to the earth before the ark of the Lord. And they took Dagon and set him in his place again. Dagon fell. The Dagon of your life must fall now. The house of Dagon, even Dagon himself, can never take as them. He has taken what is mightier than his size. He must fall. Dagon must fall. The house of the enemy where they kept your glory must, the God there must fall before God Almighty in your life. I want you to pray in the name of Jesus. Let the Dagon of my life fall in the name of Jesus. Father, let me see the fall of the Dagon of my life. Because I am still a covenant child of yours, everything that have been stolen from me, Father, in the name of Jesus, and taken to Dagon's house or strange places. Lord, in the name of Jesus, arise for me. Arise on my behalf. Let the power that is behind, let me tell you something, the power that is behind the Philistine is Dagon. That is the power that backed them. That is the authority that backed them. But the authority that backed the children of Israel is the ark of the Lord with the Lord himself. Now this same ark of God of Israel was taken and carried to the Dagon's house. And Dagon fell. He fell to his face. Yes, I want you to pray in the name of Jesus. Father, visit the altar that collected my blessing with your fire. Lord, visit the altars that collected my blessing, my glory with your fire. Are you praying that prayer? Lord, visit the altar that collected my blessings, that received my glory where they kept it. Visit it with your fire in the name of Jesus. I want you to pray that prayer. Father, visit the altar that collected my blessings, wherever they have stolen it, that collected the blessing of my children, the blessing of my husband, the blessing of my wife. Lord, visit the altar that collected the blessing of my life. Visit the altar right now. Lord, visit the altar with your fire, with your presence in the name of Jesus. Lord, let the fire of your jealousy burn there. Because they have stolen from me, your son. They have stolen from me, your son. Pray this prayer. Say, Lord, visit the altar that collected my blessing where they have stolen it. It means that wherever the enemy stole from the children of God, they have taken what is mightier than their size. And they cannot take it anywhere that is holy than what they took. If you two that they collected it from remain the Lord's possession, yes, the Lord is here to fight for you. The Lord is here to speak his fire against the power and the altar that stole from you. I want you to pray, Lord, visit the altar that stole my blood, that kept my blessing that is stolen. Visit them with the fire of your anger. Oh, Lord, visit that altar with the fire of your anger. In the name of Jesus. Maliko tosogro bada ilegayaba. Lord, let it be the name of Jesus. Let it be the name of Jesus. Let it be the name of Jesus. Let it be the name of... Are you praying that prayer? I want to pray. The Lord wants us to dwell in that prayer very well. Before we take another one, I want you to pray, because these are prayer issues about your restoration. Pray that prayer right now. Lord, visit the altar that stole my blessing. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. In the book of Isaiah chapter 19, verse 1, the Bible says something there. Let me read it. He said, the burden of Egypt, behold, the Lord rideth upon a sweet cloud, and shall come into Egypt, and the idols of Egypt shall be moved at his presence, and the heart of Egypt shall melt in the midst of it. Hallelujah. Can you hear that? I want you to pray that, Lord, behold, the Bible said, behold, the Lord rideth upon a swift cloud. Pray that prayer. Say, Lord, ride upon your swift cloud right now. Ride upon your swift cloud concerning me, concerning my matter, concerning the enemy that stole from my life, that stole my business, my ministry, my glory, and the glory of my business, of my ministry, and everything that is stolen from me. Lord, in the name of Jesus, help me, Lord, in Jesus' name. Fight for me in the name of Jesus. And the Bible said, and he shall move into Egypt. Lord, move into the place, to the altar that are tormenting my life. Every altar that I've collected services of torment against my life. Lord, visit that altar right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, visit the altar. Move there. Lord, come into Egypt. And the idols of Egypt shall be moved at his presence. Let the power that stole from me, let that power be moved, be shifted from where they are. Let me tell you something. There is a secret there. Amen, in Jesus' name. when the enemy, especially this Dagon of a thing, the Bible said it fell before the ark of the covenant of the Lord. The moment that falling began, it began to fall. Because there is a kind of the moving hand of the Lord that shifted the power. Because wherever the enemy established their counsel, and the altar that established it, or that they established it upon, if the altar can be shifted and can be moved, even a little, then problem has started for them. I want to pray. Lord, as you did unto Egyptians, against Egyptians, concerning the children of Israel, and you said you would do it, and you did it. Oh Lord, let there be a shifting. Let there be a move of the altar that stole my blessing. Shake the altar. And I know when God is moving something, his own moving is shaking. It's to shake. Because our God is too mighty to move something just a little and you don't know something is happening. Our God is so mighty that whatever he moves, even the ground there will know that something has moved. Even the whole world will know that something has been moved. Because God the Almighty is in action. I want you to pray, Lord, come into action for me, Father. Let there be a shifting. Let there be a moving of the power of the altar that has collected my blessing and are tormenting me in the name of Jesus. Tormenting me with whatever they torment with. Father, Lord, arise for me in the name of Jesus. Arise for me, arise for me. Arise for me in the name of Jesus. Lord, move them from where they are right now. Shift them, oh God. Shake the ground, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Let there be an earthquake. Hallelujah. Against them. In the name of Jesus. In the book of Psalms, chapter 18, the Bible said it there. When the Lord started moving for David, he told us what experience the enemy must have. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Let us go to the Psalms 18. You will see what the Lord does. What the Lord normally do. Whenever he is ready or is moving on behalf of his people. This is what will happen in your life in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's read from verse 6. In my distress, I call upon the Lord. As I'm reading it, it will be happening on the altar. This word of God, I'm sending it against every evil altar that collected our blessings, our honor, our glory, the glory of our marriages, the glory of our nation, the glory of our homes, the glory of our family. We are sending this word of God as arrow of the Lord against that altar, against those power that collected from us. We are sending this word of God as arrow against them, so that the Lord will arrest them by his power. In the name of Jesus, from verse 6. In my distress, I call upon the Lord, and I cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him, even into his ears. Your cry and my cry, and our cry is sounding in the ears of the Lord right now. And what did the Lord do? After hearing us, exactly this is what is happening in the life of our enemy. And against them that stole from us, they must return it, because the power of the Lord is here. I can feel the power of the Lord in the air even right now, and the power of the Lord is moving even here right now to effect a change in our life. As we read this scripture, it will begin to happen even more than expected in Jesus' mighty name. Verse 7. Then the heart shook and trembled; the foundation also of the hills moved and was shaking, because he was wrought. Verse 8. There went up a smoke out of his nostril, and fire out of his mouth devoured. Coals were kindled by it. Amen. Verse 9. He bowed the heavens also, and came down, and darkness was under his feet. Hallelujah. And darkness was under his feet. Amen. And verse 10. And he rode upon a cherub and did fly. Yea, he did fly upon the wings of the wind. Amen. Say amen. Amen. Verse 11. He made darkness his secret place. His pavilion round about him were dark waters and thick cloud of the skies. Amen. At the brightness that was before him, He still cloud pass. Amen. Hailstones and coals of fire. The Lord also thundered in the heavens, and the highest gave his voice. Hailstones and coals of fire. Amen. Yea, he sent out his arrows and scattered them. Amen. And he shot out lightnings, and discomfited them. Amen. Then the channels of water were seen, the channels of waters were seen, and the foundations of the world were discovered at thy rebuke. O Lord, say amen. At the blast of the breath of thy nostrils. Amen. He sent from above. He took me. He drew me out of many waters. Say to yourself, he sent from above. He took me. He drew me out of many waters. Say amen to that as I say it. Let the Lord take you. Whatever you see that the enemy have done against God in your life, the Lord God Almighty is doing this thing right now as we are declaring it. Because we are the one that have been chosen to execute the written judgment of God because of the angelic being that have been sent before us and beside us and behind us to execute vengeance for God's people. This is what is happening unto your enemy. Verse 18. They prevented me in the day. Okay, look, verse 17. Let's check verse 17. He delivered me from my strong enemy and from them which hated me. For they were too strong for me. The Lord knew that they were too strong for you. Those that stole your blessing, that stole your glory, like the Philistines stole the glory of the Lord, the ark of the Lord from Israelites, thereby stealing their glory. And they took it to Dagon's house. That is an illegal ground. Illegal power to collect this glory of God. So much glory of God that the ark of the Lord represents or represented there. Whatever is taken from you has been declared as the ark of the Lord right now. I want you to pray right now. Everything that has been stolen from me, let it become your ark in the name of Jesus. That the enemy and the power and the altar that stole them will not be able to keep again. In the mighty name of Jesus. Pray that prayer. In the name of Jesus. Pray that prayer. Say, Lord, in Jesus' name, from this moment, oh Lord, declare it from heaven that my enemy that have stolen from me, they have gone wrong and they have done wrong. Like we prayed the prayer that when we started that the Lord should declare them illegal, all the activities of the robbers and steal and thieves in your life in the name of Jesus. And I know the Lord himself, I declare them in the name of Jesus. See verse 17. The Bible said, he delivered me from my strong enemy and from them which hated me. For they were too strong for me, but they are not too strong for the Lord. The Lord himself is your strength. The Lord is your strength. The Lord is your strength. They prevented me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my stay. This shall be your testimony. The enemy want to prevent you, but the Lord is here. The Lord is here for you. What is the Lord doing again concerning your life? In verse 19, he brought me forth also into a large place. He delivered me because he delighted in me. Hallelujah. 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 To God be the glory. He said, the Lord said, here, according to his word, he said, because the Lord delighted in me. He brought me forth into a large place. He delivered me. I want to pray, if you know that the Lord delighted in you, you have a covenant with the Lord, and you know that you belong to the Lord, I want to pray that, Lord, from here, take me from this place that I am right now, from my experience here right now, take me to a large place. Take me into a large place. In restoring me, I make a demand in the name of Jesus. Pray that prayer. I make a demand, oh God, from you, Lord, because of your covenant with me, because of your judgment that is right, that is always right. Lord, take me into a large place, into a large place. That is where I'm supposed to be. Take me into a large place materially, financially, ministerially, family-wise, in the name of Jesus. Take us to the large place that you have prepared for us. These are the things that must be the experience of the enemy of your life. As you pray that prayer, continue to pray that prayer. All that we read from the book of from this Psalm 18, from verse 6, we read, they will be the portion of your enemy right now. The enemy that stole from you, as it was to the Philistines, who stole the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord. That is the experience of your enemy. They cannot escape it. In the name of Jesus, because of the mercy of the Lord and the grace of the Lord, even not according to your own preparation, not according to your own holiness or righteousness, according to his righteousness, he is doing it. In order for his name to be exalted on earth concerning you, the Lord is doing it. In Jesus Christ's mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Another prayer issue that I want to pray about is here in the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 30. My dear just quoted that scripture for us when he was ministering to us to lead us into prayer, 1 Samuel, chapter 30. I want to pray that prayer also because the Lord in his mercy is working for somebody here, and it is you. I read from 1 Samuel, chapter 30. And it came to pass, when David and his men were come to Ziklag on the third day that the Amalekites had invaded his house and Ziklag, and smitten Ziklag and burned it with fire, and have taken the captives, taken the women captives that were therein, they slew not any, neither great or small, but carried them away. Thank God for that protection. Thank God for the great protection. You too, you have not died. Yes, the enemy have not taken your life. They took your belonging. They stole something from you. You are still alive. Why don't you shout hallelujah to that? You are still alive. You are still living. Hallelujah. This was the beginning of the failure of your enemy, because the enemy that stole from you that cannot steal your life. They have not stolen anything, because you are too much for them. Because your life is hid in Christ and Christ in God. So that's the reason why the enemy must lose that after all in your life. Now, what happened? They slew no one, but they carried great and small, and they went their way. So David and his men came into the city, and behold, it was burned with fire. And their wives and their sons and their daughters were taken captive. Then David and the people that were with him lifted up their voice and wept until they had no more power to weep. Can you see the heart that cries there? Because the heart that cries, God hears. They cry until there was no strength in them, because their spirit went against totally against the activity of the enemy in their life. Until you rise in your heart against what the enemy is doing. You see, there will be no deliverance. Deliverance starts from where you rise in your heart and say no more. And that no more reaches your bones and every part of your being. When it touches part of your being and everything that's in you, the Lord himself rises with you. This was what happened. They cried until there was no strength, no more strength in them. Why? They took their wives, they took their children, and even David's wife and children were taken. For what? That was illegal. We have prayed that prayer. If you are just joining us, that the Lord will render illegal every activities of the devil in your life. Because if the Lord has not rendered them illegal, they will still continue to hold what they have stolen from you. But when the Lord declared it illegal, then they will begin to fail. Hallelujah. And the Bible said, and David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. Wow. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. Do you know that courage that David encouraged himself with? It's just exactly what they did. He cried and groaned in his spirit against what the enemy had done. He believed in the Lord that the Lord is able to return them back. He encouraged himself. It's not that David just say, okay, well, he preached to himself. He consoled himself to be comforted in what the enemy had done. To just succumb to what the enemy had done. No, 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 no. David encouraged himself to face the battle. To face the problem squarely. Because he knew that he had a God that is stronger than the enemy. The Bible said he encouraged himself in the Lord his God. He took courage inside. He visited the inside. He reached inwardly. And he found the living God there inside of him. Who was greater than his enemies. Who was greater than the thief that stole from him. That is what you must do to receive your blessings back. To receive all that the enemy has stolen from you back. Reach on the inside. Do you find God there as David found him? And this courage rose from inside unto outside for David. Because he encouraged himself in the Lord his God in his heart, in his spirit man arose. And he called unto Abiathar, the priest. Abiathar, come over here. He prayed, I pray thee, bring me the hither. Bring me hither the ephod. And Abiathar brought thither the ephod to David. That is instrument of victory. Ephod. What is ephod? Ephod is that apron that emblem that stands for the wearing that they wear upon their body to approach the Lord with. He has that opportunity and that grace to wear that ephod. That ephod was the beginning of the victory that they had, because he has the right to wear the ephod. Hallelujah. And David himself, by himself, went to inquire before the Lord. Not Abiathar the priest, but David himself. He was priest of the Lord also. He wore the ephod. He approached God with it. Can you approach God also like David did? Then your problem is solved. So there we find David approaching the Lord, and he has the Lord. Oh Lord, my Father, to whom I belong, the one that I have only and I have no one else, can I pursue them? The Bible, God answered him. He said, pursue, and thou shalt surely overtake. I want you to pray in your heart. Father, grant me that grace, that energy, inner energy to pursue and to collect back. Lord, grant me the inner energy, the inner grace, like you granted unto David, and he pursued, and he did not succumb to the problem. Let me be possessed with that inner energy. Oh Lord, that you spark me into courage to pursue. Pray that prayer right now. Are you praying that prayer? That is your prayer. We will not have time to pray that prayer because of our time, because we have some other prayer issues here. Yes. Pray that prayer. We all know that story. The Bible says, and David pursued, and he and 400 men for 200 abode behind, which were so faint that they could not go over the brook. They were so faint because of crying. They were so faint because they lost courage. But thank God for David, and thank God for the 600 men that followed him. I want you to pray this prayer. You may fall into this kind of situation as David fell, but you need men around you. I want you to pray that, Lord, for my courage, Lord, support me with men. For my restoration, for support me with men that will help me. In the name of Jesus, let me not lack men. Lord, send me men, provide me men. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. As they were going, verse 11, another prayer issue there. And as they were going, they found an Egyptian. Of course, they wanted to go and pursue the enemy and take back what they have stolen. But you see, on their road to take their possession back, they needed an helper who will show them the way that the enemy took, the way that the enemy went, so that they will not miss road, so that there will be no failure for them. So I want you to pray this prayer. On the road of my restoration, provide me the agent of restoration. This man, the Egyptian, was the agent of restoration on the way of restoration for the children of Israel and for David. I want to pray, Lord, give unto me agents of restoration. Agents of restoration. Surround me with agents of restoration. Those that will lead me through. Those that you have sent before me. Begin to send them right now. As you are taking me into my restoration. Send men on my behalf. Send men on errand on my behalf. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, send men. Pray this prayer is you, brother. Pray with all your hearts. And the Lord is hearing your prayer. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, give unto me agent of blessings, agent of restoration. People that will answer for me anytime I needed help for this restoration. Every moment that I need this restoration, and you are bringing it to me, Lord, supply those agents. Let them be on my way. Let them come my way. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we pray. You pray this prayer also in verse 19. The Bible said in verse 19 of that same scripture, the Bible said, let me read from verse 18. And David recovered all that the Amalekite had carried away. And David rescued his two wives, and there was no lacking to them, neither small nor great, neither sons nor daughter, nor spoil, neither spoil, nor anything that they had taken to them. David recovered all. You see, when it involves God in restoring you, God will not do it in halfway. He will not do it in an halfway. He will do it to the full. I want you to pray that, Lord, in the restoration of everything in my life, Lord, come fully to my head. Work for me as you work for them in those days. Lord, my own time is better than the time of David, because I have Jesus. I have the blood of Jesus. I have the name of Jesus that is greater than and higher than any other name. Lord, work for me in the name of Jesus. Lord, work for me by your blood in the name of Jesus. The Bible said, because the Lord fought for him, they lost nothing. I want to pray that everything that is stolen from me, work for me and let me recover all. Even the spoils. Even everything that the enemy have stolen. Money, wealth, riches, even souls have been taken away from you. Let them be restored. Whatever it is that the enemy have stolen from you, let it be recovered in the name of Jesus. And the Bible said in verse 20, and David took all the flocks and the herds which they drave before those other cattle. And they said, this is David's spoil. You see, the Lord must give you your own spoil. You see what? Because the enemy that have stolen from you, they know that they are confused already because of this prayer that we are praying right now. They are confused because you that they stole from you that has higher God and higher power than they are. Then I want you to pray right now. Say, by my position in Christ. By my position in Christ, let all the enemy that stole from me cause me to recover all without leaving anything behind. In the name of Jesus. And let it become my own spoil. Spoiling the enemy that spoiled me. Do you know what happened? What happened? Whatever the enemy stolen, they took back. And what belonged to the enemy also they took back. Even including the enemy themselves that stole. Because they conquered them. And when they conquered them, they took back all that the enemy possessed also. I want to pray. That is what God can do in your life. Let there be double restoration. That is the enemy and the thing that they have stolen, let me recover everything. And let the enemy become my own spoil in the name of Jesus. Let those who stole from me become spoil. Let those who stole from my nation, from my home, from my life, from my family. We are praying for even for our country here. Let them become a prey to us in the name of Jesus. And let them become our spoil in the name of Jesus. Yes, pray that prayer. We are rounding up because of time. Yes, we are rounding up because this studio must end in the next 3 minutes right now. The Lord bless you in the name of Jesus as you continue to pray that prayer. Yes, continue to pray that prayer that the Lord God Almighty will restore you. The time has come here. There is time for everything according to the book of Ecclesiastes. The time to take and the time to collect back what is taken. Hallelujah. And that's Peter calling the time to gather. Yes, I want you to pray because this is your time to gather. It is your time to gather that which the enemy have scattered. It is your time to take back what the enemy have stolen from your life. It is your time. It is your time. And I welcome you to this time in the name of Jesus. It is our time to take back that the enemy have stolen. Yes, in the name of Jesus. Say, it is my time. And I'm taking back in the name of Jesus. All that the enemy has stolen from me in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. This prayer can continue on your side. While you continue to pray this prayer using the scripture that we have used here in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 6 from verse 1. You can find your prayer issues there that you can pray with. We don't have time. Yeah, 1 Samuel chapter 30 from 1 to 6. Then verse 8. Then 11, 8 to 11. Then 9 to 20. Just pray all these prayers. We believe the Lord of restoration is restoring you. Even the Lord is restoring your health. He's restoring peace in your family. In the name of Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. In Jesus' mighty name. Thank God for this prayer today. And thank God for those of you that join us in the studio. Hallelujah. Yes, glorious. The Lord bless you for joining us. Glorious. Dankwa Mary. Yes, Shelby. Miria Diamond. Yes, Eagle Debinto. The Lord bless you. Eagle. Obenewa. The Lord bless you. Thank you all for your life. Mark of Christ. Wow. That's a wonderful name. God bless all of you for joining us in the studio. You can download our message and listen to it so that you pray better with us as you have prayed here. The Lord bless you in the name of Jesus. Download our message on thefruitfulfamily.pubmed.com. And the Lord God Almighty will bless you. Thank God for your life. Blessed be the name of the Lord for you, for joining us today. And we pray that the Lord God Almighty will make you to be with us again next week, Monday, by His grace in the name of Jesus. The Lord will help you to be with us. And all of you that have testimony, you can help us and write your testimony back. And the Lord God Almighty, the Lord Himself, He will visit you further when you give testimony of His goodness. You can reach out to us through our addresses that you find at our website, PodMe website, befruitfulfamily.podme.com. God bless you. Bye for now. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. Bye for now.